Okay, so I'm going to go to the test site, which is wikipedia.org, the mobile site. Let me go back over the scenario just to make sure I've got all that. All right, imagine you'd like to search Wikipedia on your mobile phone for a few topics that come up in the course of conversation with a friend. Okay, well, that would be very typical of my use of Wikipedia, but I've not used it on my phone. I do have the app installed, however, so I would hope the app's actually easier to use than the site, but I've never used it. Even though I installed it. Okay, so m.wikipedia, see if swipe will get it. It gets it. Okay. That's .org, isn't it? All right. So let's go m.wikipedia.org. You can see I was in car and driver there. Okay, so from there, you and your friends are arguing about whether the Dilophosaurus depicted in Jurassic Park—I don't actually remember that one—but spits venom or not. Okay, so try to find out via Wikipedia without leaving the site. So it looks like I'm going to go to the top and search there. It seems so far up to the top, I almost want to pull it down. Well, I guess I can a little bit without pulling down. Well, it pulls up the address bar anyways. So I'm going to go ahead and look up Dilophosaurus. Okay. Again, I'll see if Swipe recognizes it. Saurus. Close. Okay. It doesn't autofill with anything. So let's go DIL OPH. It goes dolphin. Saurus. Well, I'm not getting everything. That Dilophosaurus? Oh, close. Let's see if it gives me anything there. Nope. Oh, it's terrible how it doesn't go back to just what I typed. So it's because I'm guaranteed to screw it up consistently on here. DILOPHAOSAU RUS. I mean, I'm guaranteed to do that, and I did it again. I'm not very good with the keyboard. That's why I tend to use apps. Use as little keyboard action as possible. DILOPH ORA. See, I'm already confused, and I don't even have what I'm actually trying to type. And that's now the third time. This is a serious issue as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Because it's making me look like an idiot. And I may be an idiot, but. Dilophosaurus. Okay, so Swipe recognizes it. I think I got it right. Okay, now I have it right. Now it comes up with something. Okay, so let me click on that. Wow, only 3 minutes. So I'm going to try to find out if it spits venom or not. So let me read about it. All right, early Jurassic period. I don't see anything about venom yet. So let's see. Well, it says classification description. Don't I have the description already? Crest variation. Well, let's look up Discovery and Species. Okay. Don't see anything specifically about behavior here. All right. Paleobiology, let's check that out. Could crush vertebra. Oh, it shows potential damage. Okay. Left humerus compared to. Well, I'm not finding anything about spitting venom. Let's see about in popular culture. Maybe that'll talk about Jurassic Park. Okay. It's depicted spitting blinding poison, aiming for the eyes to blind and paralyze its prey, much like a spitting cobra in the film. Okay, well that's there's no evidence to support either the frill or the venom spitting. Wow. All right, so I got down there in popular culture. I guess that sort of had the behavior. I somewhat expected that to be there in the end, but I really wasn't sure if it was going to discuss it in any other category. But eventually I found it there, sifting down through. Okay, so let me go to the next task. All right, you're talking about heavy metal music, and your friend is recommending Finnish heavy metal. Try to find an example of a Finnish heavy metal band, again, without leaving Wikipedia. Okay, so I'm just going to scroll back up to the top, which is a lot of scrolling there. And I'm going to go back to the search and I'm going to look up Finnish metal. All right. So I see Finnish Metal Expo. That's not really what I want, though. So I'm just going to go Finnish metal. So that takes me into the Finnish Metal Expo, whether I wanted to be there or not. Okay. Well, I guess I can by looking up the 2009 lineup there, perhaps. Got a festival in Helsinki since 2005, Finnish Metal Awards. Okay. So basically, I don't see any other hyperlinks there that would be good. So let's look up the lineup and see if I can find some band names. All right, so I've got a few band names here. So let's go to Black Dahlia Murder. Well, that looks like that was pretty easy to find. Oh, that's an American heavy metal band. So it's not Finnish. Well, let's go back. Can I go back here using the back button? Okay, so I see I can jump back a section there too at the bottom. Let's go Before the Dawn and see if that is actually a Finnish band. Well, they're into Finnish metal, I guess. Maybe they don't all have to be Finnish. Okay, so Before the Dawn is a metal band from Finland. Fair enough. All right, so I've got Finnish metal and I got an actual Finnish metal from Finland. Let's go to the next task. All right, now saying you're finding the mobile site unusable for some reason and want to switch to the desktop site. Try to do that. Okay. So I guess I'm going to go down to the bottom and of this page, just where I'm at. I see Wikipedia and I see more, and I'm going to go ahead and click more. Way down there, I can barely, and I don't think my focus is ever going to get that into play at the bottom where it says desktop and mobile down here, but I'm going to try to go ahead and click it with my fat little fingers here. All right, that looks like it actually worked. So I'm going to the desktop version now. And the desktop version is, as far as I'm concerned, completely unusable. Okay, on my mobile device. All right, so let me go to the next task. It was where I expected it. It was at the bottom, but it was really, really tiny. It was really hard to read. The rest of these pages are totally hard to read without zooming, and I really hate having to mess with that. Okay, so if you successfully change to the desktop site and you still have some time, browse around a bit and tell us if the desktop site seems to have features that you miss in the mobile version. I do like the layout of having the basic general information here about, like, especially with a band, about previous band members. And maybe some information about how long they were around, what type of music it was. Those type of categories are good for showing that the basic background information of members, specifically with bands. And I guess the outline of sort of the contents is missing as well, or I didn't really see that. I can't really say that I miss that so much though, because having these features on here clutters it up so much and makes it so much less usable. From the point of view of just being able to quickly go through and find some information, I like these items, but I don't feel like they're missing. They're obviously not there, but the other thing I don't remember actually viewing on the other site, on the mobile site, was seeing any references, any footnotes. I do tend to look at those occasionally, and if I want to find more information or find out where something was sourced, specific. Sentence or paragraph, I will sometimes look at the references, so I would assume they're down at the bottom as normal. So I might want to actually go through that I didn't see that on the mobile site, and I also didn't see any way to go in and actually log into your account from there as well. That's another thing that was sort of missing. I'm not sure how much I would want to actually edit a topic or go through and look at any of the edits on a topic as far as being logged in, but I didn't notice the login aspect. Maybe it was on there and I just missed it. But that seems to be the basic things that are missing. The basic way that I use Wikipedia is usually I'll go to Google and Google a topic, then I'll choose Wikipedia for my answers, and then I will go from there and do a lot of clicking on highlighted links. So that's typically how I bounce around on Wikipedia, and I do that constantly on the desktop version, but I haven't used the mobile version in that same way or on my mobile device. Okay, so I don't know if there's an easier way to make that work, but it looks like it already does on the mobile site itself and perhaps the app, which I think is probably a better approach altogether. Okay, well, I guess I've answered that then. If I successfully change to the desktop site and still have some time, browse around a bit and tell us if the desktop site seems to have the features that you miss in the mobile version, or have features. I don't see really features that I truly miss from the mobile site. If I went back to the mobile site, I have the same thing here, but the pictures I don't actually get. I pretty much have the contents here. I have history, but I don't have a quick guide to the information on the side. I think that's really missing. I thought I had some pictures, but I don't actually see the pictures here either, so I'm not sure where they're at. I have band members, it's all the same there. It's to me looks just like something that's just in a different spot, but I'm actually not seeing the illustrations, and I thought I had seen the illustrations. In fact, I know I had on the Jurassic Park Dilophosaurus. I'm just hitting the back button here to try to go back to that. Okay, let's go back to the Jurassic Park. Maybe I can't. There's the Dilophosaurus. So I get a lot of pictures on here. I thought maybe the pictures are missing on the band page that were on there. The clear, distinct picture was missing. But if I click back on Dilophosaurus, is that. Let me go back. I didn't quite get a. Takes so long for that to happen. For it to recognize Dilophosaurus on there. I don't get the picture immediately of the Dilophosaurus. So I just get a quick introduction there, but I don't actually get the illustration, and that's what I was going for there, that I don't actually see initially on there. It's sort of missing from the mobile site at that point. Okay, well, I think I'm done.